Hello, and welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. My name is Albert, and today I wanted to share some grace that I received through 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. Why don't we start by reading these verses together? When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Paul says in verses 1 and 2, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." God just lets me know through these verses that it's not our wisdom, not our superior wisdom, or with the eloquence of our words, or our writing, or the knowledge that we've accumulated, that we can proclaim or testify about God and what He has done through Jesus Christ's crucifixion and His resurrection. But just as Paul said, to really know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, to really stand before God's love, God's grace that He's given us. After reading these verses, God just gave me a heart to confess that I too resolve to know nothing, not eloquence or superior wisdom or knowledge, but to come before Him wholeheartedly in His love and my love for Him through Jesus Christ and His crucifixion and His resurrection. That every day of my life, from moment to moment, my hope in my heart is to know and pursue God's heart and His will for me, and that I would come before Him every morning, really seeking to know more of Him and truly receiving His heart through the words He gives me. Not just knowledge, not just an acknowledgement of the words, but truly receive His heart and His will for me through the words that He gives me in that day, and to really meditate on them, as it says in Psalms, day and night. So God just gives me really a yearning and earnest heart to know Him, and in knowing Him, to really live out His words and to walk with Him and live like Him according to His words. Not just acknowledging His words, but to walk with Him in these words and to live out His words in obedience. So my prayer is that I may never fail to have an earnest and humble and honest heart before God and before His Word, and that I can really solely focus and meditate on His Word and His heart, which He reveals to me through His Spirit every day. Because this, as Paul says once again, it's not about knowledge, it's not about the eloquence of our words or the superior wisdom that we have, that we approach others to share the gospel or to share the grace that we've received from God with our brothers and sisters. But it's really that we meet Jesus, the risen Jesus, who is our Lord, and to really receive His love and His will and His heart through His words, so that I too can also relay this love and this grace that God has given me through Jesus to others. And so, as God has given me grace through the past few days, sharing the gospel is not about our knowledge or our wisdom, but truly it's about meeting Jesus, truly meeting Him, and in meeting Him, that all His words are reality to me, and His love and His grace is reality to me, that He makes His will and His heart known to me, so that I can truly obey his words and obey his will and know his heart and live accordingly and share accordingly. Paul also says that I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with the demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. God really gives me the hope and the heart to have that same attitude that Paul had towards my brothers and sisters, both who are in Christ and those who have not yet confessed Jesus as their Lord. I really pray that I may never come to others with efforts of eloquence or superior wisdom, but with a humble mind and heart, that I can approach them with the love of God, that is to lay down my life for them and share with them the grace of God, the gospel of Jesus' death and his resurrection, not with my own power or my own efforts, my own words, but with the Spirit's power, the power of the Holy Spirit, and that it might not just be wise and persuasive words that I'm thinking about, not just wise and persuasive words that I'm making up, but the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit at work in both there and my heart. So it's just like it says in Romans 15:7, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Amen. In the next few verses, Paul says, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God has destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Amen. And just reading these verses, to think that God had destined his secret wisdom, Jesus Christ, for our glory before time began, and that we've received, that we know and proclaim this wisdom of God in this world right now through the Holy Spirit, it's such a joy. And this wisdom, this joy, this love, this grace, God has prepared for those who love him. And so how much more ought we to love him who has given us eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ, by whom he came to this earth as a man and died for us, but rose from the dead, freeing us from the power of sin, death, and the world, making us a new creation in him as slaves to righteousness, his servants, his heirs, and his witnesses. I really pray that I can always have a heart to truly love God more and seek him and his word and his heart more and more day after day. Paul also says in the next few verses, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. Amen. I cannot but really thank the Lord for giving us his life, his grace, his peace, and his love to us by his Spirit. Through these words, God just gives me a great joy and thanks that we are the ones who have received the Spirit of God, that we are the ones who have received even the deep things of God, his heart, his mind, and his will, that he's made them known to us. And having been united with Christ, with God, in spirit, by Jesus' death and resurrection, there really is nothing more but to humbly seek him and sincerely seek to walk with him in his word and seek his presence in my life, his lordship in my life every day. And another such a joy and thanks is that we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. So I pray that I may wholeheartedly seek God's Spirit in every moment, that I may speak by the Spirit, and that the Spirit speaks and works through me, expressing spiritual truths that are not my own words of knowledge or of my own wisdom, but being full of the Spirit in my heart and mind, and that I would really be possessed by the Spirit. And I ask God for his discernment in all things. Wherever I am, whatever I do, we are those who wholly belong to him, who obey his words and decrees and seek the heart and will of God. And I pray that this is the sole basis for everything I do and I think or I say. Lastly, Paul says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Do you believe that this word has been made whole truth and reality in our risen Lord Jesus Christ? Because it has. Reading these verses once more, God reminds me and renews in my heart, Galatians 2:20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Jesus has risen, and he is our Lord and God. I'd like to thank the Lord for giving us today this word of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. And I pray that these words would remain in all of our hearts, and that the Holy Spirit would renew these words in us day after day. Thank you for joining us today on the Only the Resurrection podcast. For more information about the resurrection of Jesus, the foundation of Christianity, and the proof that God has given for all men to believe, please visit onlytheresurrection.blogspot.com.